So firstly, Jonathan, can you just talk us through a little bit about your background, firstly?
My personal background.
With work?
In terms of the company, we're an organisation. We deal with a lot of organisations, both private sector and public sector, and we basically go into their workplace, or we do it virtually now, talking about financial issues. So it might be around some of the financial benefits that they get provided by their employer, so for example pensions, but it could also be much broader financial issues, so around debt management, how to manage the monthly budget, and then also things like retirement. So when people are coming up to retirement and they need to make decisions around how they're going to generate income, and they have a number of options, we will talk through all of those sorts of things with them, so they have an understanding of the, if you like, the upside and the downsides of those various options.
How has the work that you've been offering changed then during the pandemic? What kind of things are people worried about?
Yeah, so I guess there's two key things, really. I think one is that retirement piece, because there's more people now that are considering retirement, potentially because they're being made redundant and they're worried that they won't be able to get another job. So they're thinking about retirement, and the implication there is really around whether they will have enough money. And of course, with stock markets going down, their pension pots could be smaller than what they had hoped for. But also, if they're retiring earlier, then that money needs to last longer. So there's a bit of a double whammy there, really, of a potentially a reduced pot, but a longer period the money's got to last. There's also been a lot of work around redundancy itself, so where people are being made redundant, they're being given redundancy pay. So understanding what they should be doing with that redundancy pay, particularly if they've got a lot of outgoings, you know, so potentially they've got debt, whether that be that may be mortgage debt or indeed loans and credit cards and that type of thing. So getting them to understand really how to put a budget together and what things they need to prioritise. And that will also include looking at their expenditure. So, you know, maybe they're spending money on things that they don't really need to spend on.
What advice have you got for people then who are looking at retiring?
Well, the key thing is really to have a plan, and the best way to start is to look at all of your sources of income when you're going to retirement. A lot of people will have had a number of jobs, so they may have multiple pensions, and they could be of varying type. So it's important to understand what type of pension have you got and what is the value in it. So what are you going to be able to generate from those various pensions when you retire? It's also important to understand any other savings and investments that you may have that may contribute to that income. So, for example, a lot of people may have things like ISAs. So, again, that's an important thing to think about. And it's also important to get your state pension forecast as well, because even if you're not at state pension age yet, you can still go onto the government website and get a forecast. So at least you know what money you're gonna get from the government when you do actually get to retirement age. So those are some of the basic things to understand, so you know what income you've got. And then really you need to look at your expenditure. And I guess some of the good news there is people sometimes forget that expenditure that they have when they're in work, they're not necessarily going to have when they're retired. So, for example, you won't be making pension contributions anymore. You're not charged national insurance on pension income. There may be savings there that you don't really appreciate. You wouldn't be having to travel to work. So it's important to be able to put together a budget based on realistically what your outgoings will be. So for some people, often they find it's not quite as bad as they think it's going to be, but they need to go through that process. And for a lot of people, probably the best way to do that is to go and get advice from somebody to help them through it and to put a plan together.
What are your thoughts on the government extending the furlough scheme?
So, clearly, it's a good thing. They're going to go back to the original furlough, as it were. So paying up to 80%, £2,500 a month. So clearly, that's going to help a lot of people to get through the next period. We're told it's going to be for the month of November, but I think with some of the speculation that we've seen in the last 24 hours, potentially it could be longer than that. So I think that will go a long way to help people through a difficult period. It has
And how do you feel more generally about us going back into lockdown on Thursday?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for a lot of businesses. I think it will mean that, you know, we are likely to see more people being made redundant or clearly have reduced hours. So that's going to have a big impact on household income. So I think the real issue here is people's incomes and how they're going to manage those budgets. So I think individuals will need to look at that very carefully. But you know, there's some very practical things they can do. You know, they can make sure, you know, have they got the best utility provider. You know, and if not, they should probably go and look for a better deal. If they're renewing their car insurance, we know, it, you know, 9 times out of 10, it will be cheaper to go with another provider than your current provider. So are they doing that? For those that are in work, we know a lot of employers will offer things like discount vouchers, so 5% off the weekly shop. And yet we also know from the work that we do that lots of employees just do not take that up. We know loads of individuals have subscriptions that they don't really use, you know, whether that be for music download or TV or whatever. So, you know, a lot of things to think about there. I guess the other thing that's going to be extended now is deferment of loan payments as well, so whether that be loans or mortgages. So that may help a lot of people as well who are on those reduced incomes, although, of course, that debt ultimately has to be paid back. So you know, you don't want to jump straight into that without thinking it through. So there are a number of things that people can look at. But, I suspect we're going to see a lot more people on reduced income and therefore needing much more help in managing those monthly budgets.
What do you think should, if anything, be done on a national level? Then you've talked about what we can do, what businesses could do. Do you think that anything else is needed nationally?
Well, I think the key thing really is that people understand what benefits are on offer on a national basis. And I think this is one of the problems. A lot of the work that we do is around explaining to people what is available. And I think probably one of the issues in the past is that people haven't been particularly clear as to what help they can get. So if people took up all the help that was available and they could manage their budget better themselves, then people would be in a less worse position than certainly some people that we've seen that haven't understood the help that is available. So it's a tricky one because of course we can always say that more help is needed by the government, but equally we need to make sure that people are taking up the help.